These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear friends, dear meditators, welcome back to this journey. Today is day 76 out of our 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. My name is Raphael. I will be your guide for this challenge and for all these meditations that we do together every single day. Thank you so much for letting me in. I am so honored to be part of your journey, to be part of your meditations. I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. And I am so glad to be here with you today to meditate. I would like to celebrate you and I would like to celebrate this challenge. During the 100 days challenge, I'm offering you a 50% discount on the pre-launch of my course, Transcendence and Meditation. It is a deep dive into transcendence, into meditation practices, techniques, philosophy, theories, and much more. So if this is interesting to you, have a look in the description of the video. You only have a few days left with this discount, as after the 100 days are done, it will be over. It will not be over. It's just the discount during the challenge. And also, if you're one of the 100 first members to join on the challenge, then you'll have a free session with myself, which can be fun and a good way to connect on a more personal level. So have a look in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast, or below if you're on YouTube. But without further ado, let's start on today's meditation, which is the most important thing to do right now, making sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation. If you need to put your phone on flight mode, if you need to close the door, if you need to tell your cats not to knock on the door, then do so right now. You can sit nice and comfortably, either on the chair, directly on the floor, on the edge of your bed. It does not matter, as long as you're available for meditation, remembering that physiology precedes psychology and your posture will have a direct impact on the experience you will have on the meditation. So sit nice and straight, sit with dignity, sit with pride, chin slightly in, chest slightly out, finding the balance on your sit bones, finding your center of gravity, shoulders far from the ears, and we settle in. We start all these meditation sessions by dedicating it to someone. We close our eyes, we put our hands to our heart. Deep breath in through the nose. On the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. Thank you. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Simply let it go, let it float away. Take your time, get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. If you feel like moving, move. And if you feel ready, take a nice deep breath, open your eyes. Stay there, stay seated. I would like to read you a quote. It's a very long quote. In fact, it's a passage from the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. And I would like to reflect on this. I would like you to contemplate on this. And again, really take your time. He says, "Stop thinking and end your problems. What difference between yes and no? What difference between success and failure? Must you value what others value? Avoid what others avoid? How ridiculous. Other people are excited as though they were at a parade. I alone don't care. I alone am expressionless, like an infant before it can smile. Other people have what they need. I alone possess nothing. I alone drift about like someone without a home. I am like an idiot. My mind is so empty. Other people are bright. I alone am dark. Other people are sharp. I alone am dull. Other people have purpose. I alone don't know. I drift like a wave on the ocean. I blow as aimless as the wind. I am different from ordinary people. I drink from the great mother's breasts." It might sound gloomy, it might sound sad, but it is not. I would like you to take different perspective on this passage. Isn't it better not to think? Isn't it better to be unperturbed by success and failure? Let me know how this resonates with you in the comment section below. That's it for us today. Thank you so much for joining me on this meditation. My name is Raphael. I see you. I appreciate you. If you've enjoyed this video, please do hit the like button. This helps people find us on YouTube. Subscribe if you've not done so already. Check the links for the course and the letter and the blog and more. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.